Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Missing Link for SLPs podcast. I'm Maddie, your host, speaker, and very passionate speech-language pathology advocate. If you are new to the field of speech pathology or just want to stay fresh, this podcast is for you. Here, I will share with you my wisdom and experience of more than 23,000 hours of one-on-one skilled intervention working around the world as an in-the-trenches medical SLP. And now, as an assistant professor for an accredited CSD program, I want to help you see the big picture of what you're doing and connect those small dots of what you know and how to apply it in your practice, those missing links, helping you be the best, most confident, and most effective SLP you can be. There's no better time than now to freshen up. You totally got this. Welcome to episode 8, 5 surprising skills SLPs need for the unknown future. A lot of work goes into creating the titles. If you think these roll right off of the tongue, they don't. I put a lot of thought into the words that I choose as I create these podcasts. So pulling out some words from this title, when I started to do my research, I was really surprised by these skill sets that resiliency sites said were important. And I also included the word unknown because so many of us think our future is known, or at least we did before COVID-19. And now the future seems unknown. So this title of this podcast is very appropriately named. These are 5 surprising skills that speech pathologists need for our unknown future. Because life is hard, and being an SLP can be hard as well. I believe we all entered graduate school with stars in our eyes, just dreaming of becoming a speech pathologist. Yet here we are, and reality has hit. Hopefully many of us still love being a speech pathologist, but COVID-19 has taken a lot of, I wouldn't say the joy out of it, but a lot of the certainty out of it. Humanity's been through hard times, but it's our actions and choices during these challenging times that determine our resiliency factor, and that translates into our ability to move forward. The 5 skills are daringness, curiosity, authenticity, critical thinking, and perseverance. I know I had perseverance on last week's episode, and I kind of had to chuckle because I obviously think it's important. It's on there again. And the supporting notes that I have for perseverance is different. So I'm going to keep it on there because we do have to persevere through these times. So let's take a look at our very first one, daringness. Imagine you are at the edge of a cliff and the only way to get off this cliff is to go down. That's kind of where we are with COVID-19 right now. We have got to look at reality in the face. And as speech pathologists, we have to do the same. We have got to look at reality. But there is a difference between daringness and ignorance. Daringness is being able to take that first step forward with confidence, not without being scared, but with confidence knowing that we are going to be brave and move forward into where we need to move forward. Ignorance is not being prepared. Daringness means thinking through and taking a calculated risk. I love to play cribbage. In fact, I play in cribbage tournaments. When you play cribbage, you're dealt your hand, and you decide which cards to keep based on the points that your hand is worth. And you should know by the time you're done, you know, all the cards are laid out and everybody's moved their pegs, you should know the value of your hand. You don't have to recount it from the beginning. You should know the point value of your hand as it plays out, and then you account for your playing and respond to your opponent. It's the same as with chess. You know, you have some good ideas 2 or 3 moves ahead of time. And it's the same with being daring. To thrive as a speech pathologist, you need to push and develop a daringness factor. Daring does not mean senseless and short-sighted. It means being brave, learning what you need to learn, and stepping into those new frontiers, such as teletherapy, such as expanding your skill set to meet the needs of your patient population. When I was in grad school, I did not have an interest in voice. I knew very clearly where I wanted to go, and that was in the medical setting. Then, 20-some years into my career, I had to change settings after my husband died, and I had to learn how to work with voice clients. And I learned that I loved it, and I never would have thought I would have loved it. I had to be daring, though, to adjust, which is what we talked about last time, to adjust to new settings. I had to be ready and step into that new skill set and not be scared. Another skill speech pathologists need to develop is a sense of curiosity. So why is curiosity important to resilience? One of the most important factors in working with a child with a language disorder is to create a sense of curiosity for that child. What happens if we do this? And what happens if we do that? And it gets that child's gears working in her head. What if she says this? When we create our treatments plans, when we create our home assignments, whether it's with adults or peds, we have goal-driven play, goal-driven activities, and we create this curious environment. One of my favorite stories growing up as a kid was Peter Pan, and Peter Pan grew old, and he left the land of Never Never Land, and he forgot to be curious. Some of us, though, we need to go back and learn to be curious again and ask ourselves the question, what if? Because when we are curious, we create opportunities for thinking, learning, problem solving. A CD set from the library, and it was entitled How to Think Like Albert Einstein. And I thought, wow, gosh, I'd love to be smarter. You know, this man's a genius. And the whole CD, the whole series of everything was simply how to develop a sense of curiosity. Albert Einstein was, why does this happen and why doesn't this happen? I don't know if Albert Einstein, you know, wondered why water went down the drain one way in one hemisphere and the other way in a different hemisphere. But being curiosity, what if I do that? What if I do this? And be curious as speech pathologists. Authenticity is the third skill. How does being authentic increase my resilience factor? Why is that a skill as speech pathologists we need to develop? Dr. Phil, now normally I don't quote talk show hosts, but I haven't been watching him at home, but he does have some good points because he's been through life. Your authentic self is who you are when you have no fear of judgment before the world starts pushing you around and telling you who you're supposed to be. Your fictional self is who you are when you have a mask on to please those around you. But when you go through times like times that we're going through now, You have to be authentic. You have to take that mask off and be real. You have to go to your professors and say, I'm struggling with remote learning. Or you have to go to your director at the hospital and say, I'm not sure how to pull these, you know, or I guess you wouldn't go to your director, but you would go to somebody else, another colleague, and say, I'm not sure how to pull together these teletherapy materials. What are boom cards? How am I going to do this? And to be resilient, you need to be authentic first and foremost with yourself, because authenticity is the catalyst for resilience. It's when we're honest and true to the voice within ourselves that we begin to develop a need for resiliency. So how does this apply? To be truly resilient, look at your heart and what you want to do and search for those lives that you want to impact. When you're doing what you feel called to do, you will be life-changing and empowering. But you have to be authentic, open, and real. And now is the time to do that. Critical thinking is another skill, the core of being a good SLP. We've got to take our skill set off automatic and get back to critical thinking. and get back to evidence. Well, we should be doing evidence-based practice anyways, but get back to take ourselves off the automatic and get back into the critical thinking mode, which is the core of being a good SLP. These are the skills you use to prioritize and make key decisions. PICO questions is the mnemonic used in evidence-based practice. Look at your population, your intervention, comparison, and outcome, and get back to those critical thinking skills. And last but not least, apparently because I like it so much, perseverance is the final surprising skill set that the research I did in preparing for this podcast said that we need. The little train that could, one of my favorite stories as a youngster, this little train was loaded with all the goods and trying to make it up the hill, and the other big trains would come by and say, oh, I can't help you, and the little train was, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Persistence and perseverance almost always leads to success. No matter what goals you have to do, if you persevere, you will succeed. In fact, your persistence has helped you to learn to walk, to talk, to write. Persistence usually means learning something new in order to achieve that main goal. And these times, right now, going through COVID-19, we are going to have to learn something new. It's those first steps, though, that are hardest. Dale Carnegie said the most important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. I am learning teletherapy along with everybody else, and I think a couple of weeks ago there was a teletherapy boot camp. There's been some amazing speech pathologists coming forward and just lifting up the profession in so many positive ways. Creators of boom cards, people who are good with content writing and financing and behavior management. So many people are coming forward in this time and persevering, and we are all pushing that train up the hill saying, I think I can. I think I've told you a little bit of my story. I ended up a single mom with 5 kids, 15 and under, working as a speech pathologist. And a lot of people always said, boy, you are so strong. And my response back to them has never been, yeah, I'm really strong. It's always been, I'm as strong as I need to be. The skills that you need to develop are the skills that you need to develop. They are the skills that will keep you moving forward and help you create these opportunities. So when we do come through COVID-19, when we are able to look back over our shoulders, we can say, I was strong enough and I embraced that opportunity to learn those new skills, become a better speech pathologist, and make the world a better place by the people and the patients that I work with. You just have to have enough. You have to be brave enough to battle your own battles, and you will get the career you want and live the life you want, leaving the legacy you want. These are the important things. Tips for success. Find someone, another speech pathologist, possibly, and form a symbiotic friendship with her or him, and identify ways which you can help each other get through these challenging times, and maybe focus on some of the skills that I've talked about, sense of curiosity, persistence, daringness, and discuss on how you can support one another in emulating these skills. The quote for the week is by Josie N. Harris. Falling down is a part of life. Getting back up is living. These skills I've talked about will help you get back up on your feet. I look forward to having you with me for the next episodes, which are the 7 secret linings of this pandemic and the surprising opportunity we call teletherapy. I hope today's conversation has created some aha moments for you and motivated you to become a better SLP, continuing to connect some of those missing links between what you know and how to use that knowledge. Thank you for downloading the Missing Link for SLP's podcast. And if you enjoyed the show, I'd love you to subscribe, rate it, and leave a short review. Also, please share an episode with a friend. Together we can raise awareness and help more SLPs find and connect those missing links, help them feel confident in their patient care every step of the way.
Follow me on Instagram and join the Fresh SLP community on Facebook. Show notes are always available, so come learn more at freshslp.com. Let's make those connections. You've got this.